إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome all of you here at this class of Masjid al-Tawheed in Star Mountain, Georgia. As every Saturday morning after Fajr, alhamdulillah, we continue reading from the explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed is a great book of Al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Tamimi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we're reading from the concise explanation and commentary, al-Mulakhas, of Shaykh al-Doktor al-Walid Salih al-Fawzan, hafizahullah. Because many of the scholars, they have explained this book. Even the Shaykh himself, he has this mulakhas, and also he has another more extended explanations. I'anat al-mustafid fi sharhi kitab al-tawheed. We are on a chapter. قال المؤلف من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. إن شاء الله تعالى we still and we may finish this chapter today. Who purified توحيد from shirk etc. will enter paradise without giving an account. ذكر المؤلف في هذا الباب ذكر آيتين. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, in this chapter he mentioned two verses from the Quran. The verse 120 of Surah Al-Nahl and the verse 59 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. ثم ذكر حديث حسين بن عبد الرحمن. And then he mentioned the hadith of Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman. We mentioned to you the explanation of the keywords in the hadith. We gave you some brief biographies on the nouns and the men that are mentioned in this hadith, like Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman, Sa'id ibn Jubair, Amir ibn Sharahil al-Sha'bi, Buraida ibn al-Hasib, ibn al-Harith al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, wa ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, wa Ukash ibn Mahsan ibn Hawthan al-Asadi radiallahu anhu. ثم ذكرنا لكم المعنى الإجمالي للحديث. Also we mentioned to you the general meaning of the hadith, in which that Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman رحمه الله تعالى, he was in the majlis, a gathering of Sa'id ibn Jubair. Sa'id ibn Jubair من أئمة التابعين, one of the main students of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. And then the conversation took place about a shihab, وكوكب انقداد كوكب في الليل. Okay. So, and then it was about the ruqya and the like. طيب. Now we mention إن شاء الله تعالى ما يستفاد من الحديث. ما يستفاد من الحديث. What is the benefits that we can, or we learn to, we read to you the benefits that Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى mentioned from this hadith. But actually it will be nice if I can read the hadith again. So this way you can, إن شاء الله تعالى, you can relate these benefits to the hadith. طيب. فعن حسين بن عبد الرحمن قال كنت عند سعيد بن جبير فقال أيكم الكوكب الذي انقد البارحة فقلت أنا ثم قلت أما إني لم أكن في صلاة ولكني لدغت قال فما صنعت قال ارتقيت قال فما حملك على ذلك قلت حديث حدثناه الشعبي قال وما حدثكم قلت حدثنا عن بريد بن الحصيب أنه قال لا رقية إلا من عين أو حمى قال قد أحسن من انتهى إلى ما سمع ولكن حدثنا ابن عباس عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال عرضت علي الأمم فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهط والنبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان والنبي وليس معه أحد إذ رفع لي سواد عظيم فظننت أنهم أمتي فقيل لي هذا موسى وقومه فنظرت فإذا سواد عظيم فقيل لهذه أمتك ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب ثم نهض فدخل منزله فخاض الناس في أولئك فقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام فلم يشركوا بالله شيئا وذكروا أشياء فخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبروه فقال هم الذين لا يسترقون ولا يكتمون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون فقام عكاشة بن محصن فقال ادعوا الله أن يجعلني منهم قال أنت منهم ثم قال رجل آخر ثم قام رجل آخر فقال ادعوا الله أن يجعلني منهم فقال سبقك بها عكاشة الحديث متفق عليه عند الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم وكذلك هو عند الترمذي والدارمي وأحمد رحمهم الله. You need translation in English or inshallah? It'll be good inshallah? Better? Inshallah. So Buraydah ibn al-Husayn, no not Buraydah, is Husayn ibn Abd al-Rahman رحمه الله تعالى. He says, once when I was with Sa'id ibn Jubair, he asked, who among you did see the shooting star last night? I answered, I had seen it, and then explained that I was not at prayer at that time, because I had been stung by a poisonous scorpion. He said, meaning Sa'id ibn Jubair, what did you then do? I replied, I used ruqya to cure it. And Shaykh Fawzan Hamdallah said, meaning he asked someone to perform ruqya for him. I talaktu man yurqini. That's what he says. He went to someone and asked someone to perform ruqya on him. He says, what compelled you to do that? I said, a hadith I heard from Ash-Sha'bi. Then he asked, which hadith Sha'bi narrated? I replied, he reported from Buraydah ibn al-Husayb, who said that ruqya is not allowed except for the treatment of evil eye, al-ayn, and poisonous thing. He said, meaning Sa'id ibn Jubair, he has done well by stopping on what he has heard, i.e. to act according to the knowledge as opposed to ignorance. However, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated to us that the Prophet said, all the nations were made to pass before me, and I saw a prophet with a small group with him, and a prophet with two or three people, and a prophet with none. Then there appeared a large group of people, which I took to be my nation, my ummah. But I was told that those were of Musa and his people, alayhi salam. Later a larger group appeared, and I was told that those were my people. Among them were 70,000 who would enter paradise without reckoning or punishment. The Prophet ﷺ then got up and went to his house. And the people went into discussion as to who they may be, meaning those 70,000 people. Some said perhaps they are the companions of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Others said maybe they belong to those, or they are those who were born in Islam, and therefore had never ascribed anyone or any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while they were exchanging their views like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and was informed about the news. He said, those people are those who do not treat themselves with ruqya. And as actually this translation, we already mentioned something about it, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he said, they are those who do not ask others to perform ruqya, not those who perform ruqya. Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahu ta'ala and others, it is permissible to perform ruqya on yourself, the Prophet he performed ruqya. But here actually, the right translation is those who do not ask others for ruqya. Nor they believe in bad or good omen, nor do they get themselves branded, colorized, but they put their trust only in their Lord. On that, meaning when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this, Ukash ibn Mihsan radiallahu anhu got up and says to the Prophet ﷺ, invoke Allah to make me one of them, meaning one of the people of Jannah. And he's still alive now, Ukash. He's still alive. But the person who's still alive, mashallah, still in this dunya. That's why there is a benefit. Shaykh Fawzan, he mentioned about this. When Ukash radiallahu anhu got up and says to the Prophet ﷺ, invoke Allah to make me one of them, the Prophet ﷺ said, you are one of them. You are one of them. Then another man got up and says, invoke Allah to make me one of them, the Prophet ﷺ says, Ukash has preceded you. Meaning he said that before you. Tayyib. Now we read to you the benefits. There's a lot of benefits, the Shaykh mentioned 23 benefits, alhamdulillah. Can we come up with some of them? Naam, akhi Abu Dhamma.
The benefit in having knowledge and acting upon truth.
Ahsant. One of the benefits is having knowledge and acting upon it correctly. Naam, wa kadhalik. Ghayruhu. Who else than him? Naam. Two more brothers, and then we'll see. Naam, Sultan.
Racing with each other upon good.
That's a good point, but where in the hadith?
Ukash invoking
the Prophet. MashaAllah. Naam.
To make the money that people to ask me to offer.
Racing.
Competing.
Competing.
To be foremost, first, to hurry to hasten toward the good.
Acting upon the good. Now. Immediately.
Immediately.
Because as soon as the Prophet said that, he didn't wait a couple of days on the spot. Now. Aid min fadlik. Repeat again.
Yeah, and to depend on Allah
slowly. Aynam, to trust. To put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sense. Tayyib. Musta'idun. Musta'idun. Ma ma'na musta'idun, ya Abdullah? Min al-isti'adad. Musta'idun. Ma ma'na musta'idun. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Can I ask one question before, please?
Aina.
You made a statement that the ruqya is to be not to be asked to be put on you, and you can put it on yourself.
No.
If someone comes to put it on you without you asking, is that
as permission?
Okay.
Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, if somebody make a ruqya on himself, it's okay. And if somebody come to visit the sick and he began to do ruqya and read the Quran, it's okay too. Actually, I heard Sheikh Ali Tweji, rahimahullah, because he talks about these issues a couple of times. He mentioned actually Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if a person, that's Sheikh Ali Tweji, he says, because Sheikh bin Baz is one of his teachers, along with Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. And Sheikh Ali Tweji, rahimahullah, he says, that Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, he's on a view that even if a person is going through some hardship, and he cannot do ruqya by himself, and nobody came and voluntarily do it on him, he can ask somebody to do it. If he's really going through some hardship, and he still does not exclude him from this hadith, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. The same thing, subhanAllah, the ulama, jazamallah khair. Sheikh Ali Tweezri also, he see, alhamdulillah, this question brings some benefits. I hope we don't go far too, because if we keep bringing benefits from the ulama, we're going to switch the topic. Also, because one idea brings you another one. Also, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, from the beautiful things that he used to, subhanAllah, always choose was easy for the people. I heard Sheikh Ali Tweezri, rahimahullah, also mention that on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says, whoever ate 7 dates of ajwa, of ajwa dates, okay, a day, that's a protection from Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from magic, from sihr, and from the ayn. But he says, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, yes, person, if you can't find ajwa, the ajwa is something that is difficult to find. In Medina, yes, because it grows only in Medina, the ajwa dates. And it's difficult to find, unless if somebody brings it with them from Umrah or Hajj and this. And usually you can't bring much, because, you know, and then you have it for a month or two, and then you run out. But Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, but if a person have a good intention and want to apply the hadith, any dates, not just the ajwa. So any 7 dates a day. Do we eat dates or only Ramadan here? Ramadan, people, huh? Dates are good, ya akhwan. Very good. Very beneficial. Even the non-Muslim, they know the importance of dates. Don't you see them all over? Publix, Kroger, Walmart. Don't you see dates? It's big business now, the dates. With this Google and Facebook and Twitter and all this technology, subhanAllah, now the dates we used to... How much we used to buy the box of dates in Ramadan? Remember? 14 bucks? The 10 pound, the 11 pounds one, those red, nice, big ones from California, remember? The Majul. We used to say, I remember, $14. You know how much now? $55, $56. SubhanAllah. Right? Yeah, the 11 pounds. All this because now a lot of people want them. Because this technology, you know, Google, Yahoo, all this, they now they're finding out about the benefits of this. In Saudi Arabia, subhanAllah, you go to any house. When we go there, most of the house we go to, alhamdulillah, is the house of the ulama. Alhamdulillah, that's a ni'mah from Allah. So I can say that. So, akhi, the first thing you go in, salamu alaykum, they welcome you, alhamdulillah, like you're like, mashallah, like they know me from so many times, for a long time ago. And then the first thing you said, what they do?
Dates
and coffee first, remember? Date and coffee. Dates, they have to be there. And then if you eat lunch or dinner, they serve that mice dinner or lunch, but there is the date stays. The coffee goes, the dates stay, always there. And then after you finish the dinner or lunch, they bring you green tea and red tea. They bring you the tea with dates. Dates always. Always dates. Dates are very important, ikhwan. Tayyib. قال الشيخ ما يستفاد من الحديث what are some of the benefits that are drawn from this hadith فضيلة السلف فضيلة السلف وأن ما يرونه من الآيات السماوية لا يعدونه عادة بل يعلمون أنه آية من آيات الله. The virtue of the Salaf. This hadith highlights the virtue of this one of those narrations that highlight the merit and the virtue of the Salaf. The Salaf is our righteous predecessors, starting by the Sahaba in the first place, and then the Tabi'un and Atba' al-Tabi'un, and those who come after them, the Imma and the like, until this time. These are the Salaf. And those signs that they see in heaven, like this shooting star and the like that fall, they don't consider it as a habit, as something that just happened, Mother Nature and stuff, like the kuffar do and the ignorant people. It becomes an entertainment, very wrong. They become an entertainment. Ah, do you see it? Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, this. No, then they consider it as a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reflect and ponder upon it. Like the khusuf and the kusuf, right? You know the khusuf and the kusuf? What's the khusuf and kusuf? The khusuf and kusuf. Ahsan, the eclipse. What about the eclipse? Is ayah min ayatillah. Likewise, the eclipse, the solar and lunar eclipse, right? That's a sign from the signs of Allah. But what the kuffar do and the ignorant Muslims do when the eclipse, when they say, oh, the sun will this and this, eclipse with the moon at this time, what do people do? Yeah, they gather, mixing this and that, celebration. It's an entertainment. But what the Prophet ﷺ used to do? He used to pray afar. See? That's the Salaf. That's the merit of the Salaf. They look at those signs and they get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pray. Alright? Other people, what they do is entertainment. They get their chairs and their sodas or whatever. We just say sodas, okay? And then they go out and sit there and have fun and take pictures. Right? And talk about it next day. Now, it is a sign of Allah. You see, something is a sign. Like, for example, they told me that in Alaska, there is... What's in Alaska, Muhammad Amin? We're here.
Northern Lights.
Amen. Ahsan, Northern Lights. You know the Northern Lights? They're green, right?
Yeah.
They're always green? Different colors. You know the Northern Lights? Lights? Google it. So it's amazing, ya. There is some lights in the sky. It's amazing. SubhanAllah. Red and different colors, right? I saw them once. The kids, they showed to me on the computer. It's beautiful, but the people in Alaska, they see that. We just see it on a computer, but in people, the people that live there, SubhanAllah, they see these things. And this is the ayah from the ayats of Allah. Of course, for the believers, the people who they know this ayah, and they contemplate and they reflect, and they talk, they make them think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, حرص السلف على الإخلاص وشدة ابتعادهم عن الرياء. That our righteous Muslim Salaf were keen to observe sincerity in all their affairs. They moreover detested showing off their righteous deeds. Okay? حرص السلف على الإخلاص وشدة ابتعادهم عن الرياء. I'm going to ask you questions. If you can relay these points of benefit to the text, okay? You with me, right? طيب. That the righteous Salaf, our predecessors, were keen to observe sincerity, ikhlas, in all of their affairs. And also, they detested showing off. They far away from riya, and they stay away from riya, from showing off. Now, where this in the text, Naam Hassan?
When he mentioned that he was not praying.
Who mentioned that he was not praying? Hussein ibn ابن عبد الرحمن أحسن وهو كذلك. طيب نمبر 3 طلب الحجة على صحة المذهب وعناية السلف بالدليل. That the Salaf, and we follow them in this, and should be something that we always remember and act upon, that we ask about the proof. Okay? Before proceeding into any act, one should investigate the proof of its permissibility. Such was the case of the righteous Salaf. Where the Shaykh brought this benefit from, or to what? And what portion of the hadith? Naam, Abdullah. No, you, Abdullah. Because you raised your hand halfway, so hey, I want to help you out.
Buraydah bin al-Husayn. What hadith? I said he reported to us from Buraydah bin al-Husayn that the Prophet said, Ruqyah is...
طلب الحجة, asking for the proof. That's the point. Asking for the proof. نعم. أعينوا أخاكم. Help your brother.
Oh, he responded. He responded. He responded. He does well who acts upon what he heard.
No, not before. Before that one. نعم, Sultan.
How did you know
that? أحسنت. How did you know? He asked him. How do you know? Because when you told him about the ruqya, he said, "How did you know?" So he asked him. Alright, so if you don't know something, you ask. Or even if you know, and you want to make sure that the person doing it right. طيب. Number 4, مشروعية الوقوف عند الدليل والعمل بالعلم وأن من عمل بما بلغه فقد أحسن. مشروعية الوقوف عند الدليل. What is legislated to us to stop with the proof. And to act upon it, and act upon knowledge. You have a proof, alhamdulillah, you act upon it. Because that's knowledge. And that the one who acts upon the knowledge he received, he has done well. To act upon knowledge. And because you remember, Yaquan, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah sent a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed to him a book, the Quran and the Sunnah. Sunnah is a revelation as well. And he commanded him to convey this to mankind, the jinn and the human being, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the poor and the rich, men and women. Okay? The people in his time until the day of judgment, until the hour is established. He is the final and the seal of all prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam. So, and this deen is complete. There's no room for addition. And also we have to understand it the way it was understood by Salaf al-Salih. Not somebody bring an ayah here and hadith and interpret it on their way. That's how some groups, they went wrong and astray. Because they have interpreted the meanings of the ahadith and the ayats. Even though in many times, like Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says when he explained Al-Wasatiyya of Shaykh Al-Islam Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when he mentioned the tahrif, the distortion of the meanings, even though those people, Mu'tazila, Ash'ariya, Jahmiyyah, they don't call it tahrif, they call it ta'wil. Why he says beautiful statement, he says because if they says this tahrif, everybody will run away from them. He said, man, you're changing the meaning, you're distorting the meaning of the ayah, why should we follow you? So now they say ta'wil, they bring another smooth term. Ta'wil, like we're interpreting the meaning. No. So in this case, barakallahu fikum, we follow knowledge with the correct understanding. If you do that, alhamdulillah. If you do that, that's good. And where that? Where can we write this ayah?
That's where he said it.
Ayna. Okay, Abdullah.
You want? he responded, he who does well, who acts upon what he heard.
Ahsan. Wa huwa kadhalik. Jazakallah khairan, Abdullah. Barakallahu fiik. Wa fi as-sami'in. Wa as-sami'at. طيب اي نعم نمبر 5 تبليغ العلم بتلطف وحكمة. Knowledge should be conveyed with love, gentleness. You gotta be kind when you teach the people, convey the message. You wanna like share something with somebody with gentleness, leniency and kindness, and use wisdom. Okay? And this is apparent in what statement, in what portion of the hadith? Naam.
I got from when the Prophet some explained some that cash preceded him, and they said it in an eloquent way. He didn't say he beat you to it, preceded you.
Naam, that one, and also before that. Because remember, these points are going in order. Naam, where? Before that. أي نعم علي معروف just threaten أي نعم
when he said he had done well
أحسنت see he didn't tell him oh, where you read this hadith from I never heard this أخي are you sure no it's some of us do that stuff somebody make even somebody say to us oh yeah it's a hadith أخي hadith in Bukhari come on أخي come on man Please. No, be nice. Gotta be kind and gentle. And the people will listen to you. Okay? Number 6, Ibahatu Ruqya. That Ruqya is permissible. Incantation is permissible. Shaykh Fawzan says, Ruqya is permissible. طيب. Number 7, إرشاد من أخذ بشيء مشروع إلى ما هو أفضل منه. To guide someone who acts upon something that is legislated to something that is better than it. Okay? To guide someone towards something better than that which he acts upon. Yes, it is legislated. But then, it is something else that is displayed, but it's better than that. Who can relate this to the text?
Only rupiah is legislated when he got it into the correct way to do it, not to ask someone else to do it, but to do it on himself.
I don't see it in the text like that. Do you agree with the brother?
Yeah, I agree with him.
Okay. Explain.
Because he was doing it correct legislatively by performing the ruqya, but the point was what was better is not to ask somebody. He didn't know that until he was told.
Well, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. Well, Hassan said something, but he just said a little bit slightly different.
It's kind of like what I said.
It's kind like, not what he says. Thank you. Zekalon Khan. See? Kind like, it's not like exactly.
That's what I understand. That's what I gave you, but I understand what he was saying.
Alhamdulillah. It's okay, Barak. You're still my brother. Zekalon Khan. I love you for the sake of Allah. Time. Naam, Abdullah?
At the top here. Thinking, so what did you do? Said I replied, I was treated with rupiah. He asked, what made you do that?
No, Alhamdulillah, you're taking it way back.
Okay.
Jazakallah khair. Who knows? Remember when he told him what made you do that, and he told him the hadith from Ash-Sha'bi. And then he told him, but this is what Ibn Abbas tells us. See. He agreed with him, alhamdulillah. He said, Jazakallah khair, and he has done well. The one who acts upon what he hears. Because the Hussein ibn Abdul Rahman, he didn't tell him, my grandmother told me. No, he gave him a hadith. A hadith from the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Ibn Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he brought him another hadith. Okay? Tayyib. Number 8, فضيلة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث عرضت عليه الأمم. Also this hadith shows one of the virtues of our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, since that the Ummah was presented before him, the nations. Now. أحسنت وكذلك. And also in the hadith, he told him the hadith that Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he heard it directly from Ibn Abbas. Number 9, أن الأنبياء متفاوتون في عدد أتباعهم. That the prophets, they're not on the same level when it comes to the numbers of the followers, their followers. Okay? Okay, because some of them, even he mentioned, some of them have only two or three followers, some have none. And Musa alayhi salam has a large number, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a larger number, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 10, الرد على من احتج بالأكثر وزعم أن الحق محصور فيهم. Likewise, this hadith is a refutation against those who they use the majority. It's like the majority always right. And that the truth got to be with the majority. It's not always the case. Alhamdulillah, we love that the majority upon the haq. But as the ulama they mentioned, they said no. Even the reality now disapproved to this. The people on the haq, they minority. Number 11, أن الواجب اتباع الحق وإن قل أهله. What is obligatory and incumbent upon us is to follow the truth. Even the people who upon the truth are minority. And this is very important. Sometimes people, they just go to a place, an area, a masjid upon the sunnah, alhamdulillah, the way of the salaf, not just because the name is masjid sunnah. Because they have sometimes, subhanAllah, you find the masjid not upon the sunnah, upon bid'ah, invasion, hizbiyah, but the name, masjid sunnah. Masjid Kada, Masjid Kada. And subhanAllah, it's amazing. The name, and you hear it, especially now, like with the technologies, somebody who's a truck driver, somebody's going to visit his family in another state, for example, and he will go, like in Islamic Finder, for example, or he can Google it, and they will give you the masjid in that area. And sometimes you hear, like, Masjid Sunnah. And you're like, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, you come there. And sometimes you'll be amazed what you see over there. And you're like, what is the sunnah, ya akhwan? You know? So the haq, what is incumbent upon us is to follow the haq. Sometimes you may go to a masjid, mashallah, few people, but alhamdulillah, they're establishing the sunnah, the way of the salaf, and everything. To the best of their abilities, they connect themselves with ulama. These are your people. Not just go to somewhere bigger place, $1 million more, they give donuts every day and coffee and tea. It becomes entertainment. Big place, have pool table, right? And those, what do you call them?
Foosball.
Foosball, you know that. Foosball. They have the soda machine and juices. Huh? Snack machine, but they have them over there for free or for a quarter, yeah, right. No, man, you gotta pay, all right. But anyway, it turns to become entertainment, and you go there for Salat al Asr, and you have to wait for somebody to come and open the big place. It's amazing, yeah. Now, when you find a masjid, alhamdulillah, people upon the sunnah, these are your people. Doesn't matter they are from your country or not from your country. Doesn't matter they speak your dialect or they don't. They are upon the path that leads to Allah and the pleasure of Allah. And that's what you want. That's come before dialect, before food, and before traditions. Okay? Number 12, right? فضيلة موسى عليه السلام وقومه. Also, this hadith highlights the virtue of Musa عليه السلام and his people. Where can we relate this to? نعم. أحسنت. نعم. JazakAllah khair, Abdullah, helping one another. Fine, good, mashallah. I like that one. Ahsans. That's how the virtue of Musa and his people, because it was a larger group. And the Prophet ﷺ thought that was his ummah. He said, no, this is Musa and his people, alayhi salam. Number 13, Fadilatu hadhihi al-ummah wa annahum akthar al-umam ittiba'an linabiyyihim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, this hadith highlights the virtue and the merits of this ummah, the ummah of the Muslims. And that they have the greatest number of those who follow their prophets. From all of the nations who follow their prophets, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have the largest number. Walhamdulillah. Number 14, Fadilatu tahqiq al-tawhidi wa thawabihi. Also, this hadith highlights the virtue of tawhid, learning it correctly and acting upon it. And also, it shows the reward. SubhanAllah. But what's the reward? To be from this 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without account and reckoning. Sharh Lum'at al-Atiqad. What is that in English? Sharh Lum'at al-Atiqad? Abdullah, you show me the book. You remember? There was you who showed me the hadith. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, who explained the sufficient in creed. Who showed me that book? You show me? Ahsan. Naam, the explanation of sufficient in creed? Sufficiency of creed, Lum'at al-Atiqad, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. It's translated. There's a book that have a palm tree on the cover, right?
Yep.
Naam, sufficiency in creed. And he mentioned a narration that with these 70,000 there is another
for every one of them
there is another 70,000. Ayna, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Number 15, ibahatul munadara fil ilmi wal mubahatha fi nusus al shar'i li istifada wa idhar al haqq. It is allowed to hold discussions on religious issues. But why? To derive benefits, points, and make the truth evident. Not to argue who's going to win. Not to just so that the people be saying anything, so that the people say, man, see that brother? Allahu Akbar, man. He was, these people, they were talking to him, and he quotes 7 narrations on the spot. He was putting ketchup on his rice. Yes, this is how people talk sometimes. While he was putting a ketchup on his fries, he poured on them 7 narration acts. This is how we do it? No. This is how we do it. Ibahatul munadara. You want to have a discussion of this deen? It's permissible. But what is the intention? Benefits. To draw benefits. Not like to steal the show. No. To draw benefits. Say Sheikh bin Baz says, Imam Ahmed says, Sheikh al-Islam says, nice. But you need to also take in consideration the gathering. Who are the people that are sitting there? Okay? You don't just be talking to them about some stuff they don't understand. Alright? And it becomes a problem for them. No, you gotta choose who are the people you're sitting. That's why subhanAllah, Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, a lot of his talks actually they were also, when he was invited to walima, to aqiqah, to a wedding, they invite him for a wedding, and the sheikh he give an example because they know him. They said, "Sheikh, say something," and the sheikh he will say it. Sometimes you hear it, and he's the beginning of his class. He's like, "What sense the gathering here? You know, is mixed and this. Inshallah, we're gonna say something," and he will say something, subhanAllah, in an easy way. He chooses easy discussions, easy statements. But when he has his own gathering in his house, and yes, he sees that there is a lot of students of knowledge, then he will go in detail, this hadith is da'if because of this guy and the other guy. Now you're in aqiqah and there is layman people, and you want to start talking about this and this, they may not understand. Number 16, عمق علم السلف لمعرفتهم أن المذكورين في الحديث لم ينالوا هذه المنزلة إلا بعمل. Also, this shows the deep understanding of the Salaf of the Deen. Their deep understanding. Okay, since they know that those people, these 70,000 people mentioned in this hadith, they have this virtue because of an action that they've done. Mm-hmm. When who can relate this to the hadith? Naam al-Zubayr. If you make the eye contact with me, that's it. It's like the auction, man. The auction, in a car auction, 70,000, somebody look at it, like, 70,000. Man, I don't want it. You make eye contact sometimes, that's your own. No, no, there's a bar.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who are they?
Okay. La. I mean, here he says, where is it again?
16.
That the Salaf, this hadith shows their deep knowledge. They have knowledge and understanding. Since they understood that these 70,000 people, they will enter Jannah because of something they do, because of their actions. Not because they are Arabs or non-Arabs or this, none. Are you?
Because they started to discuss who they may be. And they said maybe the ones who were born to Islam.
Ahsan, because when the Prophet ﷺ said that to them and he left, they began to talk. And they began to suggest to one another, having that discussion, that who they may be. Maybe they are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Maybe they are those who this and this and this. They were mentioning some actions. Ayy. Number 17, حرص السلف على الخير والمنافسة على الأعمال الصالحة. The diligence of the Salaf. They were so diligent to do good and righteous actions and compete one another to do righteous actions. See, this is the Salaf. The Salaf, they compete one another to do righteous actions. The meaning of the Khalaf, they compete one another for dunya. Somebody who is following the path of the Salaf, in our time, how would you know? Of course, the appearance is good. Alhamdulillah, he's a man, his beard is grown, he don't touch it. He has, alhamdulillah, he dressed like a Muslim, no isbal. Alhamdulillah, make sure that his pants, his garment, his izar doesn't go below his ankle. Tayyib, all this is good, but also his manners is the manners of the Salaf. And he don't be yelling in the street. Even the way he walk. Some of us, we still walk like gangsters, man. Unfortunately. Salafi, everything. You can't do these things anymore. You're a Muslim upon the Sunnah. All these actions that are done by the kuffar, we shouldn't do it. If it's a habit, we should work hard to get rid. What is this? If you ask that same brother, what is this? What he gonna tell you? Some kafir did it. Or the salam. Come here, Abdullah. Here's the salam of the salaf. MashaAllah. What about this guy? You don't know this salam, Abdullah? I don't know that. Hey, some salafis. Right before Jumu'ah, in the masjid. I don't know. Can't do these things anymore. Sheikh Sayyid al-Fawzan, he says, you don't do this, because they ask him a question. He says, no, you don't do this. It's not from the way of the Salaf. You shake the hand. Alhamdulillah. That's it. And you don't shake with two hands like this. One hand. You shake one hand. Not of this stuff. Alhamdulillah, come on, stay with me, man. Like this. None of this. Oh, I thought you were going to shake my hand. No, this is good or not? Which is good? This one? Just this one. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah. The way we talk, too. I say we have to change. Okay? The way we walk. Sometimes you find a brother in a terrible kufi and he's like, no, I can't do that. I say, walk straight. Walk straight. And we can't be talking loud in the streets.
No. We can't be hanging in the corners, checking everything. No, you gotta go straight to the point. No, I'm sure. Okay.
Bring up the fact that the majority of the people, they shake their hands and they immediately hug when you try to tell them.
No. Hey, no. Well, Jazakallah khair. We mentioned this once. Alhamdulillah, that's good you remind me. Also, when you were the Sunnah and what the Salaf used to do, the Sahaba, is that for the people that you see every day, you shake their hands. You shake hands. Now it become like a common practice. Hugs, they hug the people. And Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's blind, but he lost his sight when he was 20. And that's some people, they lie on the Shaykh, they said, he don't know. Because some people, they said to him, Shaykh, you know how common look like? He said, yeah, I know how common look like. I used to see until I was 20, he said. Some people, they thought the Shaykh, he was blind all his life. Now he knows, he's seen stuff. He knows stuff, alhamdulillah. So, anyway, this person came and hugged the Shaykh, shake his hand and hug him. And the Shaykh said to him, oh, inshallah, you just came from trouble? Just came from a journey? He says, no, so I'm not. He said, okay. They are practicing Sunnah, the Sahaba, radiallahu alayhim, when they used to hug when one of them come from a journey. The man says, well, I love you for the sake of Allah, Shaykh. He said, yeah, you love me good, but we have to love the Sunnah more. You love the Sunnah more. You practice. So try our best. You know, alhamdulillah. But if somebody will hug you, don't push him.
Thank you.
Don't push them. Alhamdulillah, hug him, but then tell him, Akhi Ta'ad. Listen, man, this. And tell them they heard Shaykh says. Sometimes when we talk to one another, we look at one another like, you? Why can't I take it from you? No, we eliminate that suspicion. Because Shaitan is very active, we just tell him, Shaykh Fulan says, Shaykh bin Baz, he says that the Sahaba, that's what they used to do. And we were commanded to follow the Sahaba. Okay? So let's try to apply it, but nicely, smooth way. Remember the point number? Number 5. Tablighul ilmi bi talattuf. Convey the knowledge with? Can gentleness and kindness and leniency. Alright? Jazakumullah khair. Verse 17. Now, it's very important for the ikhwas to benefit from Salafiyyah, from the Sunnah. In the way we talk, the way we laugh. Sometimes the way we laugh is not the way the Prophet used to laugh. Is it? There is a term in Arabic called qahqaha. Qahqaha. The Prophet never did that. What is qahqaha? Some people, they laugh until they pass out. You smile and try to keep it to yourself, even if you really want to laugh, but you can't, because man, it's not from manhood to do these things. It's not from manhood to make a lot of moves while you're walking. It's not from manhood to just walk and you don't know where you're going. No, you gotta know, you gotta have a purpose. You're in your house, alhamdulillah, that's good. You spend with, even the way you sit, the way you conduct yourself, the way you drink. This deen has teach us everything, has taught us everything. Nah, barakallahu fikum. And we have to live to Allah guide us, alhamdulillah, to Islam and to the Salafiyya, and we have to correct ourselves. I understand some things are habits. And even if when you're around a kafir, if a kafir, alhamdulillah, because we have families. Some of us have families that are still non-Muslims. And we're not going to expect from them to just give you a handshake, a normal one. They're going to come and want to do it their way, but you tell them, hey, not with me. I don't do those things. Nicely, kindly. And they respect you. Wallahi, I understand. Some of them, the non-Muslims, when they know you're Muslim and don't know you're upright, alhamdulillah, trying to be straight, wallahi, even sometimes they curse around you and they say, sorry, I'm sorry, good brother. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. No. I was walking for Jumu'ah. I was in Chester, PA, a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago. I'm going for Jumu'ah. And I just parked my car a little bit far. I came late. And then I'm going to make my way because I was going to give the khutbah. And I'm going in the back way, you know, the alleyway. And there was like these three Americans, you know, and they were talking. And one of them, he cursed. And the other woman hit him in the chest hard. He said, "Man, you said that in front of the good brother. They don't know me. Just the way I look." He said, "You said that in front of the good brother. Apologize to him now." And they made him apologize to me, man.
Why? Because you weren't a good brother?
Huh?
Say, why? Because you weren't a good brother?
You can be. They are. They made him to apologize to say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry." I'm like, "It's okay. It's okay." Alhamdulillah. طيب. What point were? 18. أن ترك الرقية والقيمة تحقيق التوحيد. To leave off asking people for ruqya and ask people for colorization, it is from completing the tawheed. Number 19, طلب الدعاء من الفاضل في حياته. Here is now asking someone to make dua is permissible for you, but they have to be alive. Somebody who is righteous, have signs of righteousness. Where we can relate this to?
When Ukas.
Ahsans. When Ukas, ask the Prophet. Ask Allah to make me, invoke Allah to make me from them. Ahsans. Number 20. Right? 20?
No.
20. علم من أعلام نبوته صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث أخبر أن عكاش من السبعين الذين يدخلون الجنة بلا حساب ولا عذاب فقتل شهيدا في حروب الردة رضي الله عنه. Also this hadith is from the hadith that are proof to the prophethood of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he is true prophet. Okay, why? Because when he informed عكاش that he is one of those people who are going to be in the Jannah, and yes, because and indeed Ukash radiallahu anhu, he died as a shaheed, as a martyr in Hurub Ridda. With who? With the Prophet in the time of the Prophet? Abu Bakr Siddiq. Because Abu Bakr Siddiq is the one who fought the people who apostated. Right? People apostated after the death of Prophet and Abu Bakr for them, and Ukash radiallahu anhu, he was one of those people who was married. Number 21, Fadilat Ukash ibn Mahsan radiallahu anhu. Likewise, this hadith highlights the merits and the virtue of Ukash ibn Mahsan radiallahu anhu. Number 22, Isti'mal al Ma'arib wa husn khuluqihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حيث لم يقل للرجل الآخر لست منهم. The Prophet's use of euphemism. You know this word, euphemism? Euphemism. It's euphemism meaning like instead to tell somebody straight, you get it the other nice way. Okay? Here, he explains over here. Shows his noble character. He did not offensively tell the man that he would not be included among those 70,000. He said to him, "You're not one of them." And he said to him, "Ukash preceded you to it." So instead to say to someone direct answer that's gonna offend them, and you tell them, just make sure that they understand what you want to tell them, but in another way, in a nice way, okay? In a nice way. The mothers, they do this with their kids. If they ask for something, what the mother say? "Let's see what I can do." Or something like that. "Or not now." Or something like that. Okay? Number 23, سد الذرائع لألا يقوم من ليس أهلا فيرد. Also, سد الذرائع, meaning by this, the Prophet ﷺ, when he says with giving the answer to the other companion, to the other man, he has shut the door to that conversation. See? He said to him, and he said to him, Akash, I preceded you. If he preceded him, maybe he preceded everybody. That's it. But if the Prophet ﷺ said to him, no, you're not one of them, then somebody else may say, what about me? Well, what about me, right? Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he closed that door by giving that answer. Ukasha has preceded you. Okay? And the Shaykh says, Wallahu A'lam. And that's why saying a straight statement is, it helps. You don't just give an answer and let the people figure out. If, for example, you got like 100 people, they apply for a job and they took the test, but you're going to take only one person, only there is one manager, one position, CAO, whatever. And then if somebody say, come and say, what happened, who got the job? Or if he said to him, what you said to him? If you want to like shut it down, what you say?
Hi.
Give him the name. Give him the name of the person who was chosen. That's it. If that's him, alhamdulillah. If not, that's it. But if his person said to him, oh, no, no, we didn't choose you. Then another person came, what about me? I didn't choose you. Once he says, so-and-so got chosen, that's it. Everybody, they know they are not that person. All right? And it's very important for us to understand these things. Barakallahu feekum. Sometimes we give an answer and we leave it to the people to figure out. And then when they bring us what they understood from that ambiguous and not clear statement we make, now we're going to get mad at them. But if we speak to the point, you know, and don't speak a lot too. Sometimes we keep running around the bush trying to say something. No, say straight to the point. Yes, no. Somebody, for example, asks you, Akhi, can you give me a ride? Don't tell him your program, or you know what, because I'm going to go here. And say yes, no. If you said yes, alhamdulillah. You said no, that boy's going to go ask somebody else. Sometimes we tell the people we talk for 5 minutes, and they still don't know if you're going to pick them up or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Ameen.
Ameen.
Make us from the people who fulfill the tawheed. And they are free and safe from shirk. Us and our family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us our sins. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.